That's David Graham's original version of Angie. It was released by Topic, which this month celebrates its 70th year. It's the oldest independent record label in Britain, and possibly the world. Topic started in a basement as an offshoot of the British Marxist Party. Its roster of artists over the years reads like a who's who of British folk music. Ewan McColl, Eliza Carthy, Anne Briggs, The Watersons and Martin Simpson. Well, the man who's run the label for 36 of its 70 years is Tony Engel.
We've been working with a field of music that has been fairly unpopular, to be realistic, for a long time. And that, in a way, provides its own protection. You develop systems to work under or over or behind the radar. It's just kind of, you know, survival instinct, I think.
How did you get involved with it, Tony?
Gosh, that's a long cast back of memory here. When I was about 17 or 18, I heard a recording on what was Force's Favourites on the BBC radio. And it was a song, although not performed by Ewan McColl, it was written by Ewan McColl, Dirty Old Town. And it suddenly a sort of door opened in my mind, because this was a song about an environment that I was very familiar with, i.e. England. I mean, most popular music related in one way or another to America, and that was fine. I might have loved that, but this somehow just got me.
I found my love on the gasworks cross. Dreamed a dream by the old canal.
Within a couple of days, I'd checked out the source, found the album, bought it. You could actually buy records in record shops back then, as opposed to games and DVDs. Pursued that sort of relentlessly, found out more sources and more records, more singers. And within a couple of years, I'd actually discovered the whole, what we were losing, but what was really exciting to me, the real traditional music, as opposed to the revival performers. And this is what started me off. I just got very excited by that. I wanted to perform in my own small way. And a friend of mine several years later said, well, you know those people at Topic, they're looking for somebody to pack records and make the tea. And I gave up a relatively unsuccessful career as a civil engineer and went to make the tea and been making the tea ever since.
Now, we've got on the line June Tabor, who's, one of the greatest singers ever recorded by anyone, let alone Topic. June, hello.
Hello.
I've read, June, that you were inspired to become a singer by hearing a record that was released on Topic by Anne Briggs. Well, tell us about that.
Well, I'd already discovered folk music through some minority religious programmes on the television, and there was music involved, and had then gone to folk clubs, so I had a vague idea of what folk music was about, and I knew I liked it, but most of what I was listening to was Irish, influenced by the Clancy Brothers. And then, yes, it was in those days when you could go to record shops and buy records, my sister took me to Doble's in Soho and said, come on, I know you're interested in folk music, I'll buy you a record. And I looked through the racks and I found the Anne Briggs EP, The Hazards of Love. And I said, oh, it's a woman singing, it looks quite interesting, I'll have this one. And I took it home and my life was changed forever. Honestly.
And how did you, you know, once you'd started your singing career, how did you sort of make contact with Topic? Because you've had a long association with them now.
Oh, yes. Well, I bought a lot of their albums. This was how I learned about traditional music. The revival was going on around me, but traditional music was available astonishingly on vinyl, particularly the Kidman series of the folk sounds of Britain, recordings of traditional singers, which really captured my imagination. While I was, by this time, at Oxford University, we had a set of them in the Folk Song Society library, which was contained in a suitcase. This was just that we learned all these songs, we sang them, we knew all the names of the singers, and we actually wanted to go to the ship at Blackshall, and we used to go to the Morris Bampton and go to the Sings and all that kind of thing. So Topic was just a name that was engraved in my mind as being the record label for traditional music.
Tony, there's a strange sort of disconnect though, isn't there? Because as June was saying, you know, a lot of people learn about traditional music through listening to records on Topic and other labels. But on the other hand,
the act of recording something slightly sort of preserves it in aspic. And actually, the folk tradition is a kind of oral tradition, and one which, you know, is traditionally goes back much further, obviously, than the dawn of the recording age.
Yes, it's sometimes very uncomfortable, this, because the very records that inspired me, and indeed, from what June said, inspired her, we've got very parallel experiences here. On the one hand, they are providing that influence and that inspiration, but on the other hand, they're almost, by being recorded, they're contrary to the nature of the music making in the first place. But we're here now, we've got the records. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't have that music. So that's all really that matters to me in the end.
Topic has released countless field recordings of traditional singers. Can you explain what makes these different and why they're so important?
Well, most, we'll call them younger singers, and I definitely include June
thank you.
In that category, are performing in a different way than the traditional singers were. They're performing off stages, and they're making records. Traditional singers were producing a music which was purely for the community. They weren't actually trying to be stars. It wasn't part of their mindset. It wasn't part of their process to be massively successful. And I think this contributes to the nature of performance. They're not trying to seduce us in all the currently fashionable ways. And that's what excites me about it. I kind of liken it to hearing the voices of our tribal elders before our attitudes were so changed by the onslaught of continuous media.
Can you tell us about Topic's first release?
Okay, 1939. This was The Man That Waters the Worker's Beer by Paddy Ryan. I mean, Topic was set up as a record label, obviously, but you had to buy the records by subscription. Very much a socialist-based operation. It was a Workers Music Association educating those people who couldn't readily gain access to information about music, i.e. the working people. In fact, it was set up, and I only realised this fairly recently, to give a voice to the people. That was one of its aims. So when I and my great friend Reg Hall produced the 20-volume series 10 years ago, Voice of the People, it only dawned on me right after that event I'd somehow, by pure chance, found a title which was hearkening back to the original aspirations of the label.
And all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gather for the ground all the day, the digital all the day, though. And all they had to say concerning.
And the label was originally tied to the British Marxist Party. How long did the Socialist Association last, and what sort of happened to it?
Well, it probably lasted till about 1958 one way or another, and I say that simply because in 58 the label separated from the WMA. It's always been a very difficult job to run this label as a commercial enterprise, although, again, contradictorily, you have to or you can't exist. But at that time it was actually losing sufficient money for the WMA to get quite bothered about whether they could carry on. And at that time, the guy who was running it, Jerry Sharp, enlisted the help of a British composer, Alan Bush. Both believed in the ideals of the label, and they felt they would try and make a go of it. And if they lost a bit of money, well, okay, they didn't have much to lose, of course, but the idea was more important than anything else. And they didn't want to burden the WMA, and so they took it out and ran it independently. And that's really been part of our philosophy ever since.
And June, obviously with socialism, the sense of being in a community, but I mean the folk world is a bit like that anyway, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. And it is a remarkable community, something that stretches the length and breadth of the country. I think that was one of the things that appealed about it to me as much as the music, that it gave you somewhere to belong, and it's something that remains with me today. It's still there, and that's quite unusual.
And we've got a track, June, that we're going to hear a clip of, While Gamekeepers Lie Sleeping, which is included on this lavish box set, 3 Score and 10, to celebrate Topic's 70th anniversary. Can you tell us a bit, June, about this track?
I always dedicate this to my dog, actually. It's a poaching song. It's about a man who goes out at night hoping that he's going to catch something that his family will be able to eat, and he discovers to his joy that the gamekeepers are asleep. And so his dog catches hare, and he takes it back to the pub, actually, and sells it instead of taking it home to be cooked. Then they both get drunk, which is, I think, wonderful. This is the epitome of a good relationship. You take your dog to the pub, he doesn't drink very much, and then he takes you home afterwards. It's all somewhere in the song, partly in my imagination, but it's a great gypsy song. It's about self-sufficiency. It's about cocking a snook at the landowners and making sure that you are going to get something off them they didn't want to give you. And it's just a remarkable piece of social history.
I got her, I fix her up and I smooth her down and I put her in the keeping. I says to me, dog, it's time to be going while the gamekeeper's lie sleeping. Away me and my dog did go back into the town. We took that hare to a labouring man and we sold it for a crown.
June, I mean, that song does remind us of what one of the sort of founding principles of Topic was, which does sort of to release gramophone records of historical and social interest. I mean, is that something that you think still guides the music that you make?
To a degree, there is always the kind of function of preservation in my approach to music, but equally, I feel that this music is just as relevant. Much of it, not all of it, some of it is history, but some of it, the greatest songs of the tradition, are just as relevant to our experiences today, whether emotionally or socially or politically, as they were when those songs were made. You're singing songs about having your life torn apart by lost love, by war, by social deprivation. Those things were happening 200 years ago. They're happening now. And they say it in such a direct way as to be quite unique in the field of music.
Tony, one of the landmarks in Topic's 70 years as an independent label was the Voice of the People series. And we're going to hear a clip in a moment from Creeping Jane by Joseph Taylor, which was recorded in 1908, over 100 years ago. And can you just tell us a bit about this incredible series of records?
Over the years, as we said earlier, Topic has made many recordings of what we'll call field recordings of traditional singers. At the time when I was making them, I was very keen to treat the singers in the same way as we would treat the revival singers. So they would be given whole LPs as they were then. As we did this, I looked back on them and thought, well, I'm not sure that this was perhaps the best approach, because one of the things that I want to do with this music is not document it. I mean, yes, we document it, fine, but I actually want to make it as available to anybody. And I mean, the powers that be in this country have despised and ignored our traditions for so long that it's actually quite hard to get in touch with them. It's perhaps a bit easier now because we're all working so hard on it. But when I was growing up, the chance of coming across a traditional piece of traditional music was incredibly rare. So I was starting to think, well, is this the best way? Because you give somebody a whole LP of a traditional singer, it's a bit indigestible if you're new to it. As I was thinking this, world events were taking place and vinyl became history. So it meant that we could review the whole situation. And the idea of making program, if you like, CDs, which, although a bit academic and worried me for a bit, I thought, actually, this is fun. I'm enjoying these records much more. Every track moves on to a different singer as we were planning it. And I'm excited. And the idea of subjects, well, each CD is based on a subject. Now, a traditional singer doesn't do a program of subjects. So, yes, it's a contradiction. But, again, to try to get across to a wider potential audience, somebody says, it's a CD about songs about the sea, for instance. Yeah, I'll check that out. If I can fool people into hearing great music when they're not expecting it, that's an ambition realised.
Well, June, you're performing at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the 18th of September. Now, this is part of a Topic 70 festival that's taking place at London's South Bank. And Tony mentioned there songs about the sea, and that's what you're going to be focusing on in this concert. What's given you the idea for that?
I always find that it's very effective in live performance to juxtapose very contrasting material, modern songs, traditional songs, possibly something from the jazz repertoire, but linking them in a way that makes people think about them as they might never have done before. And I thought, well, what should this concert consist of? And it does encapsulate so much of the experience of the peoples of these islands in love, in war, in work, in every aspect of their lives. There's a connection with the sea.
Well, June Tabor, Tony Engel, thanks ever so much for talking to us.
I reaches me hand for the water tap and I waters the workers' beer bar. I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer.